episode cool that all content creators see things differently, because my whole undercover Disney World fan thing that I do, I come at it from my point of view, not anybody else's, and I think it's very unique. It might not be the best, I'm pretty sure it's not the best, but it's how I want to approach it and the things that I want to talk about and the way I want to talk about it, right? Because I look at other people's podcasts. I listen to other people's podcasts. I look at people's YouTube channel. And some people are similar. But then there are other people that talk about Disney World from a whole different standpoint. They talk about it from more of a business side, and who's the president of Disney, and who runs the company, and who's about to get fired, and what's going up in price, and all kinds of stuff, like, and political things about Disney World, stuff that I never really talk about at all, because I'm not interested in it, and I really don't pay attention to it that much, you know. I see it, but I skip over it. I read a title, and sometimes I look at just a little snippet of some of the videos, and it seems like it's a lot of drama that they're looking for. You can find drama in anything, even in Disney World. Yeah, a lot of drama about who's the president, and I think, is it a guy named Bob Iger or something like that? He about to get fired, or he quit, or I don't know. They saying he was a bad guy. I think, I don't know, man. I just see that name a lot. And I saw one YouTube video, the title was, "Everything in Disney World has went up 40%. I don't think that's true. It could be true, but I don't think that is true. I didn't see everything go up 40%. But shit, I don't really get into that kind of stuff. And in the summertime, it seems like everything goes up in prices anyways, because that's the busiest time of year. So of course they go hit everybody's pockets in the summertime, because that's when they gonna make all their money anyways. So to get in the park has went up, obviously. But everything around the park, I don't know. Because once I get in, I don't really be buying much anyways, you know what I'm saying? Like, I check out some restaurants if I want to, but I don't really have to. It's not forced. I go into shops and look around, but I'm not forced to buy anything. So, even if everything, say for instance, all the food and all the shopping went up 40%. Did the rides go up? I don't gotta pay to get on those, you know what I'm saying? Did me walking around the park enjoying all the stuff, did that go up? No. So, I really don't, it doesn't affect me, is what I'm saying. Now, if I was somebody that did a lot of shopping, well, did a lot of buying souvenirs and clothes and stuff like that in Disney World, I would be extremely affected. But since I don't, then I really don't care. But what I am going to do is, since there is so many shops around Disney World, I am going to not necessarily go around buying stuff, but I'm going to do a lot more content on the prices and the shops and the differences and what they sell and what they don't sell and stuff like that. Because I do restaurant reviews. Not that many. I only do a few restaurant reviews because I only go to a few restaurants. Because I don't want to spend my money at no expensive as Disney World restaurants. So I can't do that many reviews if I don't go to them. I'm not going to spend my money at those places. They're too expensive. I'm not going to spend my money that often at those places because they're too expensive. I do spend my money there sometimes, occasionally. But with the shops, I could just go in and look at the prices and see what they sell. I don't gotta buy it. You know what I mean? So that's different. That'll be a lot easier. With a restaurant, you can't go in there and like, give me a burger. Let me look at it. I don't want to buy it. I just want to see it. You can't do that at a restaurant. So that's completely different. You can't do a restaurant review without spending money. But you can do a review of a shop without spending money. That's free for you. Unless you want to buy something. And I don't. I find it intriguing and interesting to see something like Disney World or people that have sports blogs or whatever kind of stuff they making content about. I find it very interesting to see how different people come at the same subject from different angles. You know what I mean? Like, it's amazing, not amazing, but it's intriguing how you can have, say, thousands of different Disney World bloggers and content creators that do blogs, podcasts, YouTube channels, Instagram, all this kind of stuff. But a lot of them, many of them, are completely different than the other. And they come at different subjects, they talk about different subjects, they talk about different things, they go to different places, their subjects are completely different than somebody else's, the way they talk, all types of things. It's interesting. And I've listened to a lot of podcasts about Disney World. I've watched a lot of videos, and I've seen some unique people, and I've never seen anybody come at it the way I do. I've never seen people talk about the same things I do, to be honest with you. And if they do, they don't talk about it the way I talk about it. So, it's cool to be unique, have a unique perspective on something that's talked about over and over again. That's what makes you different from everybody else. That's what makes you stand out. Because if there are thousands of Disney World content creators, right? And you just copying or imitating the other creators, then you just, what's the word? You just regurgitating everything that they say. You taking it in, spitting it back out. That's it. If you don't do it your way, the way you talk, the way you think, your perspective, then you just kind of, to me, you're just wasting your time. Because why would I listen to you? Or why would I be interested in your content when I could just go listen to the other person? They done said it 1,000 times, you know what I mean? So, it's cool, man. It's real cool. I never really got into, like, the business side, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, that name that I said, Bob Iger, I think he is the one that run Disney World, the president or whatever, but I don't know. I don't know who the president of Disney World is. I don't know who no executives is. I don't know none of that shit. I honestly, to be real with you, I don't even really know the history of Disney World like that. You know, I never dug deep into it. And to be really more honest with you, the reason why is I don't know any of those things is because I don't care. Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I don't find it to be interesting. It might be interesting, but I just don't. I don't care. Yeah. Some people do care. That's why some people have podcasts about historical things about Disney World and everything of that sort. Not me. I don't care about no history of Disney World. I'm living in the present. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about what happened yesterday. I ain't talking about what happened when it first opened. Which is, you know, what I do. I understand. I'm not saying that talking about the history of it is boring or stupid or anything. It's actually very interesting and a very smart thing to do. And I'm sure it makes great content. It's just not my thing. I try not to judge or knock nobody else for their point of views and their thoughts because I don't want nobody doing that to me. I love creative people. Be yourself, you know what I'm saying? Do your thing. Don't try to do nobody else's thing. Yeah, man. What would I say about me as far as my approach? My approach on a podcast, my approach is just being silly and just talking about whatever I want to talk about as far as Disney World. It's a character. I'm an undercover Disney World fan. As far as, my blog and my website and my YouTube channel, it's a lot more. What's the word? The YouTube channel, I want people to feel like they're there. You know what I mean? I really do. I want people to feel like that they are experiencing Disney World through my YouTube channel. The blog, I want to give people information and my point of view, my honest point of view on different things. Like, if this restaurant is nasty, I'm going to tell you it's nasty. If these people were rude to me, I'm going to tell you they was rude to me. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. on the blog or anywhere else, to be honest with you. I do want to be positive, but I don't want to lead anybody in the wrong direction either. And, yeah, the website, the same thing. I like to have a lot of good pictures and things of that sort. So, I think my approach is honesty. My honest opinion, because it's not fact, it's just opinion. And make people aware of certain things that I think they should be aware of. Like, I like to tell people stuff that if they didn't know, it would ruin their trip. You know what I mean? Like, don't go to this place, because if you go to this place, you will be supremely disappointed and you will waste your time. Your vacation isn't that long. You going on there with your family for a week. You do not want to waste your time at this raggedy ass restaurant that might give you food poisoning. Please don't go. That might be something I would say. Or I'm saying, don't go on this ride. You do not want to stand in this long ass line in the hot sun just to get on a ride that lasts for a minute and a half. That's straight garbage. You know what I'm saying? You can find something much, much better to do. That sounds like something I would say also. I give people information like that. I mean, of course, I say a lot more than that, and on the blog and the website, I say it differently. But, you know, I try to lead people in the right direction. And then on the flip side, I tell people, like, this is fun. You should really go do this. Like say, for instance, Fantasmic. I think that's an amazing show. I say make sure you check it out if you got time. Check it out. It's a good show. You will not waste your time. You know? Or go to this ride. It's a little place that you can go cool down if it's too hot. Or if it's raining outside, go here. Make sure you check out the aquarium, but, you know, where Nemo and Friends is, the aquarium is amazing. You know, stuff like that, man. And there's so many places and things to talk about. From the quick service restaurants, to the regular restaurants, to the rides, to the events, the shopping, all types of things, man. I even tell people where to go to the bathroom, man. You know what I'm saying? This is the best restroom. Go to this restroom. Don't go to that restroom. This restroom is dirty. Don't go there. This one right here stinks. You know, who knows what we'll talk about. But it's always a good time. For me, I have a good time. I love to, what's some of my, I can't even think right now. Resort TV 1 is what really put me on the Disney World as far as being a Disney World fan. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Resort TV 1. I mean, not being a fan, but I mean, making content. Resort TV 1 is what put me on to it. Because these people work. You know what I'm talking about? They got jobs. One guy, it's a brother and sister. The brother, he's a teacher, and he said his sister worked in retail, but it seemed like she don't work nowhere. Because she be on the daytime, morning time, all time. Like, damn, when do you work? She'll be there on a Tuesday morning or a Monday morning or a Wednesday morning. I know people have days off, but damn, you know what I'm saying? She be there anytime. So she might have used to work in retail, but I don't think she work in retail, no. I think she work making this content. He's a teacher. He's a music teacher. But they are at that park at least, at the minimum, 3 days a week, sometimes 4 days a week. They stay at the park. And the crazy part about it is, they don't just go there. Some content creators there make 30-minute videos, 20-minute videos, maybe even an hour video. Man, they got 8-hour videos, 7-hour videos, 9-hour videos. You know what I'm saying? When they go, they there for at least 4 or 5 hours. You feel what I'm saying? They are not wasting time. They are not wasting time. They put in time and work. You know what I'm saying? Every time they go, they at least stay about four or five hours. Which is understandable, because you paying all that money. I'm pretty sure the annual pass holders, they have to be. But still, if you pay to get in, you might as well stay for a long time. But other people, the thing is, other people, they go, but they don't really do it live like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll go, and me included, go take a lot of video and edit it down to 30 minutes or 40 minutes or an hour, or edit it down and make it into different videos. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, they go to the park and they 4 hours, 5 hours, 9 hours straight streaming. You know what I'm saying? The whole time. Just no breaks, just straight up. Me, I go to the park for 4 or 5 hours and then come home and edit it and make 20 videos out of it instead of just one long video. But like I said, that's the whole thing. Everybody's different, to each his own. But they made me really want to create content about Disney World, because they make it seem so fun. They always seem like they're having a good time. I've heard bad things about them, and I don't know why people always try to knock people. They said they scamming. How the hell is they scamming? You know what I'm saying? How are they scamming? They going on their live stream, and people give them money. They're scamming and begging people for money. I done watched lots of their videos, and I ain't never heard them beg people for nothing. They ain't never beg nobody for money. If anything, every time somebody give them money, they say thank you. Thank you for so-and-so. Thank you for this and thank you for that. And if they give them a big amount of money, anything like over $20 or $30, they turn the camera on themselves. They're like, hold on, we got a big donation. And they'll turn the camera on themselves and personally thank the person that gave them the money, with the camera facing them. So, but I ain't never heard him ask for a dime. Even though, just from outside appearance, it does seem like they making a pretty good amount of money, but shit, they earning it. You know what I'm saying? it's been some nights that I'd be watching a stream, they have like 2,000 people watching. It doesn't seem like that much, but that's a lot. Just for a regular YouTube, yeah, that's a lot. They have 2,000 people watching your stream for like 8 hours, 5 hours. It's crazy to keep somebody's attention. Not even somebody's attention, to keep 2,000 people's attention for 4 or 5 hours. And they might get, shit, they might have more than 2,000 people sometimes. But, and I be one of the people, I be in the chat. Most of the time I just say hello. That's about it. There's a lot of hellos in the chat. You know what I'm saying? That'd be hello, 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 hello. That's all it be. And they cool, man. They get on there and they be talking back. Yeah, they talk to the chat. Answer questions. Yeah, they seem to always have a good time. And that's what makes that fun. There's a few other ones that I watch. I just can't think of it. I just don't really know the names right off. But that's my main